I don't know how many of you saw the front page of the New York Times yesterday, but there was an excellent article on the housing affordability crisis in our nation. Millions of Americans around our country are paying more than 70% of their salary in rent. And a measure of affordable housing is usually that you pay about 30% of your salary in rent. Rents continue to rise, and construction of affordable rental units lags far behind need. In the Twin Cities, poorer residents continue to struggle to find affordable housing. And even though our rents and our housing prices are less than in some other urban areas, those who are earning $20,000 or less a year, and even more than that, are unable to find a place to call home. I've even heard from many of you that you've struggled to find a home, let alone a rental, but there's a very tight housing market. Every night, an appalling number of children and their parents in the Twin Cities are homeless. This happens in a country whose economy has most recently been reported growing at 4.1%. People are homeless, people are going hungry. Many of us wonder what needs to happen so that there can be enough for everyone. So often, I think we feel like the ministries we engage in here together at church and the ministries we engage in our daily lives are not enough, and that we are not enough. It's important to hold ourselves and our ministries to high standards and always to be open to new ways of reaching our end goals. But I wonder if we sometimes miss the reality of God's presence and provision in our midst. In today's gospel, from the sixth chapter of John, Jesus breaks through the scarcity that we see in our communities, world, and lives, bringing abundance. And he does so in the most unexpected places and times. In the story we heard a moment ago, the crowds continue to follow Jesus. They are desperate. They're sick. They're hurting. They're in need of a cure and a word of hope. They're willing to follow him anywhere. Jesus is aware of all of their needs, spiritual and physical. Wanting to test Philip's spiritual leadership, Jesus says, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" Philip responds, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. Basically, this situation is overwhelming, and there is no solution in sight. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother and a disciple or student of Jesus, mentions that there is a boy in the crowd with 5 barley loaves. And 2 fish. Not enough to feed this crowd, but something. Jesus has the people sit down on the green grass, and after giving thanks to God for the boys' loaves and fishes, he gives those gathered more than 5,000 people as much bread and fish as they desire. There is even 12 baskets full of bread left over. Sounds like the party the Lewis Keenies had here last night. The gospel writer notes that the crowd was satisfied. This in itself is miraculous, for most people in the ancient world were constantly hungry. They rarely experienced the feeling of being full. It is no accident that throughout the Old Testament, God's provision and presence is described as being like a banquet of good food and fine wine. Physical and spiritual hunger went hand in hand, and life in God was constantly described as consisting of abundance, more than enough. More than enough love, more than enough peace, more than enough food. Our Old Testament lesson from 2 Kings also contains these same things. A lot of people, a little food, and a person who wonders how so little food can feed so many people. And then someone who is willing to share the best that they have. And God's abundance revealed through the multiplication of what has been offered. This coming Wednesday, Project Home arrives at St. Matthew's. If you're visiting today or don't know what Project Home is, we will have every night here in August up to 20, maybe more, children and their parents who come to stay with us. They are our neighbors, and they have found themselves to be homeless. Project Home provides meaningful ways to offer hospitality to them. For those who are able to participate, Project Home often facilitates meaningful relationships between those who sleep in our parish hall and those who come here to support and companion them, many of you. Stories are shared. Participants gain a greater understanding of the daily challenges faced by the working poor. Children delight us with their drawings, dances, and resilience, while the realities of their lives often break your heart. And so often, those of us who volunteer for Project Home feel like what we provide is not enough. Our parish hall isn't all that nice right now, and while we don't have any showers or laundry facilities, we worry about that, and we worry about being set up to house people here in the way we would like to house them. And yet every year, multiple guests tell me and other volunteers how much they look forward to coming to St. Matthew's every evening. Yes, they're exhausted after a long day. Yes, they are stressed out by the fact that they're homeless and trying to raise children in a less than ideal environment. Yes, they are worried about the future. Yes, cardboard boxes for walls are not ideal. And yet they come here and are welcomed, fed, listened to, and supported. They are not usually focusing on the shortcomings of our parish hall. They are focusing on the atmosphere of abundance God makes possible through you. Abundant love, abundant care, abundant help, abundant food. They are grateful to be acknowledged and heard and seen as human beings with dignity rather than problems to be solved. And maybe you are facing challenges right now at home, at work, or in the places you volunteer where scarcity or what is missing is more apparent than abundance. Where is God in these places and situations? Where is their provision in the form of supportive relationships, hope, healing, and new life? Being attentive to God's presence and movement doesn't mean we don't work for those things like affordable housing, food, and a quality education that all God's people deserve. It does mean that we should never lose sight of the fact that God is always with us and usually ahead of us, always working in our midst. When placed in the hands of Jesus, the one who blesses whatever we offer him, human weakness and limitation become more than enough. In the hands of Jesus, little becomes much. The few become the many, and the weak become strong. In the silence that follows, I'd like to ask you to ponder the following question. Where and in what ways has God's Holy Spirit brought abundance in your life in a challenging situation? Amen.